Hello, everybody. We're back with the Trends Journal. Whoop. New one's coming out shortly. And here's the cover. Yep. Hypocrisy America. U.S. government alert. Alcohol. Don't drink it. COVID war mandate. Lock down America. But keep the liquor stores open. Drink up. We politicians steal your money in the name of high taxes on booze. Got it? What a bunch of bullshit that was. Big story. And look at the little clown. Look at this little boy of nothing. Oh, yeah. He's our Surgeon General. Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's little Vivek Murthy. Dirty Murthy. Who the hell are you to sell this shit? Shove it up your ass. Take that bottle and shove it. Don't drink it. Shove it. I've been drinking fucking alcohol for what? Million years? Oh, there's benefits to alcohol too. Hey, Murthy. Hey, Dirty Murthy. You worried? Don't drink alcohol? Hey, how about putting signs, stamps, like you want to put on that, you know, warning label? How about putting them on all the ultra-processed food, fuckface? Hey, got something. How about stamping it all over McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried? Yeah. How about warning labels on all the fucking shit that people are eating? Oh, what are the causes of cancer? Well, alcohol, but oh, it's the third, yeah, one of the leading, smoking, diet, obesity, obesity, obesity. Yeah, it's blimpitis in America. What do you got? 42% of the people are obese. Yep. That's it. We're number one. How about putting warning labels on all this shit food that the gangster corporations are selling? What bullshit this is. But again, it's all bullshit. It's the fucking government. Little scumbags. Little fucking scumbags telling you what to do and how to do it. Oh, speaking of which, did you hear the latest news? Yep. Breaking news. Trump, President-elect Trump, repeated his warning that all hell will break loose in the Middle East if hostages kidnapped from Israel are held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip and not released before his inauguration on January 20th. Quote, it will not be good for Hamas. It will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break loose. I don't have to say anymore. But that's what it is. Hey, I don't have to say anymore. I'm the president. Like all of you. Hey, I'll tell you what I want to tell you. All hell is going to break loose. All hell is broken loose, Trump. All hell is broken loose by the genocide being committed by Israel that we, the people of slave landia, are funding. Oh, your Trends Journal, another $8 billion just went their way. All hell is broken loose. None of this is being reported. None of it in the media. In the mainstream media. Barely a story about the slaughter going on. Oh, by the way, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We didn't only give you the top trends of 2025 that barely anybody else is doing. They talk about the fashion trends, what people are going to be eating. Yeah. This is the toilet paper record, the New York slime. Look at this stupid fucking picture of this guy. This is the business section. $5. $5 for the Sunday edition. Look at this little fucking thing. Look at this. Who is this guy? The king of network TV wants to reinvent streaming. What the fuck do I care? Oh, he's the king. Here, king. Here, boy. Yeah. Look at this. One stupid fucking picture after another. You don't write anything. Look at this. Look at this stupid crap. Look at this stupid. Oh, here. How pastor helps struggling churches stay open. What the fuck does it have to do with business? It's monkey business. because you're a bunch of little clowns at a circus. Here, I'm not making this up. Look at this. Look at this crap. Look at this. They call this a business section. Yep. Look at this. Anyway, we're giving you what nobody else is giving you. And you got to see this Trends Journal. You know, onto the markets, their stocks fell today. You know why they call it strong economic data? The Institute for Supply Management said that higher than expected growth in the service sector in December. The service sector, the sector of Slavelandia, working in some fucking shithole like Walmart's or something like that, one of these places. Service sector, low paying jobs. But the treasury yields spiked, right? So the Dow was down, lost 178 points. S&P fell 1.11%, 1.11%, excuse me. And the NASDAQ was down almost 2%. So because of the high yields now on the treasuries, they say that's why Bitcoin's backing down. You know, Bitcoin's at 97,000 a coin. It was up to about 102,000, but it's still strong. And we don't see that as a reason. We still forecast it's going. But even think about this, even with the high yields, hey, gold prices went up 12 bucks today, 6,000, 200, excuse me, 2,000. I always get them wrong, the numbers. I'm good at numbers here. $2,648 an ounce, $2,648. Again, gold's up some 27% since we made that forecast last year. And oil. Brent crude's going up. I guess the global warming trend reversed itself. And that was cold in a lot of places on the planet. So demand is going up. Demand's going up there in China. And also now with the sanctions they're putting on Russia and more on Iran, there's a fear that there's going to be a slowdown in oil disruptions. That's driving prices up. And as we're warning, if Trump keeps saying what he's saying over here and ramps up the Israel war, particularly against Iran, you're going to see oil prices go to around $120, $130 a barrel for Brent crude. And that will crash the global economy and the global equity markets. And speaking about the equity markets and where they're going, you're going to want to read the article in the Trends Journal by Gregory Mannarino. Is it over for the stock market? Five factors to play. And as we look at the equity markets, and as you write about in our economic update, there's no relationship between Wall Street and Main Street. For the year, the NASDAQ was up 28.6% last year. The S&P 500, 88% of which is owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street in this place we're supposed to have called a Dollmocracy, went up 23% last year, and the Dow was up 13%. So there's no relationship between Wall Street and Main Street, because according to the December 23rd release by the Conference Board, consumer confidence was not sustained in December as the index dropped back to the middle of the range that has prevailed over the past 2 years. So Trump won because, as the saying goes, it's the economy, stupid. Some 40% of Americans who went to the poll, the people who voted, economy was number one. That was the top issue. So the people are getting hurt, but the markets are doing fine. You see what's going on here? The article by Gregory Mannarino sums up a lot of important information. So that's some of what you're getting in your Trends Journal. And again, No alcohol. No alcohol. Just eat shitty food. Hey, fuckface. Murthy boy. Murthy, dirty Murthy. Let us look. Look at, could you, how can anybody be so ballless and gutless to swallow the shit coming out of this guy dressed up in his drag costume over here? How about all the microplastics? How about that, huh? How about all the GMOs? How about all the forever chemicals that they keep killing us with? Dump it into everything around us, what we eat, what we wear, what we drink. Now, but you can't drink alcohol. And again, the hypocrisy of this. These fuck faces close down everything, but leave liquor stores open because we're politicians and we tax the hell out of liquor. We make as much money as we can, just like we did with marijuana. Yeah, tax the hell out of it. Make it illegal, but tax the hell out of it and make it legal. A bunch of shitheads. And you got to be a shithead to swallow their shit. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. And again, consumer confidence was down in December. Delinquent credit card accounts are on the rise. Home sales, where they're going. This is very important. And again, going back to the Trump deal, this is part of our, we don't know what he's going to do. He says one thing, does another thing, does a thing, and says another thing. He goes back and forth on issues. So right now, to call where the economy is going, you know, one of the reasons why yields are going up, they're saying that the Fed's not going to lower interest rates. We're betting the opposite. We're saying Trump will do everything he can to keep his billionaire buddies and himself keep making all the dough that they can. And that means keeping the equity markets and the economy strong. And that means lower interest rates. And lower interest rates mean higher gold prices. So we remain very bullish on gold and very, very bullish on Bitcoin. And what we're saying is it's going into dragflation. The numbers came out today from India. Yeah, it was like the worst economic growth forecast like in 2 years. And this is the fifth largest economy. Then you take a look at France, the sixth. You take a look at the UK, the fifth. Sixth? I get the numbers mixed up here. Let me see the... Got to get the numbers right. Got them here in the economic update. We write all about it. From India, the fifth largest economy in the world, to China, the second largest, to Germany, the third, Japan, the fourth, the UK, number six, and France, number seven, economic weakness, fears of recession, and or at best moderate growth is the name of the global economic game. The United States is playing a whole different game than the rest of the world. We're still number one when it comes to that. But you got to look at the data, what's going on around the world. And that goes back to interest rates. They got to cut interest rates in other places around the world. And it's one big club, as George Carlin said, and you ain't in it. So the United States is in that club. They're not going to keep interest rates high, have the dollar soar, while the rest of the currencies go down. So we believe under Trump, they're going to lower interest rates. And it's, again, the Trump is a wild card. We don't know what he's going to do on tariffs. Is he going to stick by them? Is he going to build the infrastructure like he says he's going to do? You know, there's a lot of ifs. So It's right now, again, we believe that it's a wild card that's going to be played. So it's very important to stay on top. And again, you want to read that article by Gregory Mannarino. And then, unfortunately, we go into other sections in your Trends Journal. Oh, again, dragflation is what I was going to talk about. The UK, they're saying it's stagflation. It's not, it's dragflation. the economy is going down and inflation is going up. And we see inflation keep going up. And what these shitheads never talk about, all the high taxes that we get. And that drives up inflation, but they don't talk about that. You like paying them school taxes? They never have any kids. More kids you have, the more you should pay. Why do I got to pay for your kids? It's your decision. Great. Have as many as you want, but I don't want to pay for them. Here I am at my age, still paying school taxes. Anyway. And then spotlights on the bigs getting bigger. China's economic plan. The Trump card. And then on to the Israel war. Israel's broken ceasefire deal with Lebanon. What do you have to say about that, Trump? Israel destroyed priceless heritage sites during its bombing campaign across Lebanon. Biden sending another $8 billion arms deal to Israel to keep its genocide going. The Gaza death toll, just terrible. Again, Trump's going to turn it into hell. It's hell already. That this is going on and there's no outrage. And we're the Arab countries. How come they're not standing up for the Palestinians? And we're all making money. Shut the hell up, Salenti. We don't want to get involved. We've got to make more money. We've got deals going. Yeah. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. He's the technocracy man. Trends in Cryptos. Trends in Geopolitics. Trends I View. There's scientific data, but I can't talk about it because I don't want to get blacklisted. It has to do with a virus that had happened in 2020. That was anyway. And what else do we have here? Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis and Trends in AI. So there you got it. That's what's going on. Oh, by the way, here's today's Wall Street Journal. Here, look at that fucking picture. There's two little clowns. This is the big picture. This is $5. $5 for this. Not one article did we get at Congress ratifies Trump's win in peaceful session. Unlike what? This isn't economic news, Wall Street Journal. What does this have to do with Wall Street? Nothing. Zero. And again, here, look at the back page. Congratulations, Michael J. Fox. Yep. Whatever happened, great. That's it. Yep. Musk rattles politics in Europe with posts. And that's the other thing. I'm tired of hearing fucking about Musk. Like him, hate him. He's the only guy you could hear. You shut your fucking mouth if you're not a billionaire. You got it? Shut your mouth. You don't count for anything. Musk says this, Musk says that. Musk, I see him all the time. Everywhere. It's only about the rich. The rich. Not a penny for peace. Remember, we need a renaissance. And the rich have to help make it happen. Just like they did back in the day. We don't have it, we lose it. And we need a renaissance. And the rich, all they do is shove their shit down our throat, and we have to swallow it. It's up to we the people to unite. United we stand, divided we're just nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. So please donate to Occupy Peace. We're planning for another peace rally coming up as soon as we can. Probably won't be till the spring or early summer, but we're planning on it now. And we need help. Again, if the rich, could you imagine if Musk gave $1 billion? He's only worth $400 billion to a peace movement. We'd have it tomorrow. Nah, just listen to him talk. That's all you need to do. And tomorrow, don't forget to tune in. Salenti the Judge. The Judge is back. The holidays are over. 6 p.m. tomorrow. See you then.